Hi, this is fiction. This is fantasy role play, all made for the purpose of adult entertainment. None of it is real or ever should be. This is performed by an adult, me, and intended for adults only. I do not condone nor encourage these activities in the real world. If extreme taboo content disturbs you, close this media file now. Otherwise, have fun and enjoy. How I'm able to tell this story is a mystery, but that part doesn't really matter. The only thing that you need to know is that my name is Hannah, and my daddy turned me into a snuff rape slut. It all started when I was just 8 years old. I was snooping around one day like I shouldn't have been when my daddy was at home. It was just me and him that lived together. My mom died when I was little, and my older sister went missing about 4 years ago. Anyway, I was snooping around, and I found this box under my dad's bed with a whole bunch of videotapes and blank DVDs. Curiosity got the better of me, and I ran back to my room and put one of the tapes in. I just chose randomly, and this particular tape was titled 180 Degree Taylor in my dad's handwriting. The video started playing, and this is where my life changed. Well, that's weird. Daddy has a video of a girl around my age laying naked on a bed. What the heck? Is my daddy into kiddie porn? Oh, that girl looks scared. Wait a second. That's my daddy coming into the shot. Daddy's a kiddie porn star too? Oh my gosh. Oh, daddy just flipped her over and made her bend over like a dog. Whoa. I've never seen daddy's thing. It's huge. How is that supposed to fit into that little girl? Oh, he's forcing it in though. Wow. Let me see if my pee hole is big enough for daddy's thing. Oh yeah, there's no way daddy's thing would fit inside of me, but wow. This feels good, watching daddy and rubbing here. I'm so turned on by daddy raping this girl. Oh my goodness, he's not being gentle either. He's ramming so hard into her that it's making so much slapping noise on her. Oh, I kind of wish daddy would do this to me. Force his big thing inside of me. I'd be such a good girl for him, taking it like a big girl. Oh, God, I like how big and strong daddy looks compared to that little girl. That's how I would look. Tiny, skinny body flopping around. Let daddy, grabs my hips and pounds my little pussy like hers. Oh my god, daddy is so strong. He's raping her even harder. That's it, daddy. Punish that brat's little pussy. Yeah, show that brat who's boss. I love daddy's kitty porn. Oh yeah, be Daddy's little punish Brett now. Yeah, my little hole can take it, Daddy. I'll start putting my fingers in here. Oh, and stretching so Daddy can stuff his big thing in here. Oh, I want to be Daddy's kitty porn princess. Oh my god, that little girl is shaking from Daddy's rape. Oh, making Daddy pound even harder. I want to feel that. Yeah, I want to be underneath Daddy, bent over like a dog and getting punished by my big, strong Daddy. Oh. Oh, my little pussy is feeling funny, like I'm going to explode. Oh my god, yeah, I'm rubbing it so hard for my daddy. Oh yeah, I'm gonna explode. Oh god, what is Daddy doing now? He's cupping her chin and Daddy. You see, what happened on this video is I watched my daddy cup this little girl's chin with his hand, and with one strong yank, he twisted that girl's head all the way around to where her face was facing him, snuffed that little bitch by a 180-degree neck twist. And my slutty little 8-year-old self had my first orgasm watching my own father snuff this little bitch on his own kitty porn video. I watched my daddy twist that little bitch's neck and look her right in her dead face and finish raping her dead body. It awakened a little girl beast inside of me in this moment, learning about sex from watching my dad's kitty rape porn and then climaxing my little pussy to a little girl snuff scene. I was officially a snuff slut and mind raped in the best way. I wanted more. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, that explosion. I don't even know what that was, but I want more. I'm going to rewind this tape and practice. Yeah, if I'm going to be Daddy's little slut, I need to practice because I want to be the best little slut for him. Okay, I'm going to get into that doggy position just like Daddy liked in this video. Ass up in the air and my little hole exposed for Daddy. I bet Daddy would like me to rub it like I am now for him. Rape my little hole, Daddy. Stuff inside of me and take your little daughter. I want to be a good girl for you. Yeah, show me, Daddy. Show me, please punish my little hole. I want to be good for you, Daddy. Oh, yeah, twist my neck and watch my pretty face as you finish with me. Do it, Daddy. Do it, Daddy. Twist my neck until I stop screaming. Turn me into your good girl, please. Oh, I'm going to twist my neck. Oh, gosh. Oh, shoot, Daddy. Oh my gosh, I'm so embarrassed. Oh no, Daddy, you weren't supposed to come home already. I'm so sorry for stealing your tapes. I was just curious what they were, and I came in and... Oh, you're not mad at me, Daddy? Oh, thank God. I'm a little embarrassed. You saw me doing, rubbing myself. is seeing me naked right now. Oh, yes, Daddy. I loved your kitty porn so much, and I would love to be your snuff slut. Please, Daddy, please. Please let me be one for you. Please. I want to be raped just like that little girl in the video. Please, Daddy. I'm begging. Yay! I can't wait, Daddy. Now? Oh, yes. And can we please, please watch some more videos while you rape me, silly? Yay! You're the best, Daddy. Daddy took me back to his bedroom immediately after that. He said he had a special dress for me to wear. It was like nothing I had worn before and made me feel like such a big girl. It was so tight on me and made of this shiny silver material. Daddy said I looked like the sexiest little kid prostitute, and he said he loved my flat chest in it. Daddy said he had the perfect video for us to watch together, but first, he wanted to introduce me to something. He pulled this thing down from the ceiling, and it was like a ring attached to this rope hanging over his bed. And he told me to kneel down, and he was going to tie rope around my neck. And he promised he wouldn't hurt me, but just wanted me to experience just a little danger. I didn't question him. I was just eager to get his cock inside of me and be his little rape slut. So there I was, a rope around my neck, attached to this ring hanging from the ceiling. And it wasn't tight at all. And Daddy said he just wanted to train me and introduce his favorite way to fuck little girls. So Daddy started the video undressed, and his big, heavy cock was so amazing in person. It was so hard and big. So he got underneath me and guided his cock into my little pussy, which was still so sloppy and wet from rubbing and coming earlier. It felt really overwhelming once his monster cock started entering me, but I worked really hard to be a big girl. Daddy said he was proud of me. He showed me how to bounce on his cock, and I loved it. Then Daddy told me to look at the video and ask me if that girl looked familiar. And yes, she did. It was my 12-year-old sister that went missing. Her neck was tied just like mine, hanging from the ceiling, and I loved watching her as she bounced on my father's pedophile cock. I matched her rhythm. And it felt so good to be stuffed by Daddy's big cock and watching my sister do the same thing. There was only one difference, though. Her rope was much tighter than mine. Oh, yes, Daddy. I love watching my slut sister bounce on your murdering cock. She's struggling so much, choking a little bit. Yeah, you're helping her keep bouncing, though, aren't you? Is that because you like tiny little bodies about to die bouncing on your cock? Oh, that's so hot, Daddy. You're so strong and powerful. I bet her little pussy felt as good as she was choking. Oh, Daddy, her face is turning red. Oh, yes, Daddy, I love it. I love watching my sister dying for your cock, turning into your little rape snuff slut. Oh, I love it so much, Daddy. I love your cock, Daddy. Oh, I feel that explosion coming again. What's that? Oh, it's called coming. Yes, Daddy. I feel like I'm going to come on your big cock. Oh my gosh, my sister's face is turning purple. Oh, Daddy, I'm about to come. Oh my God, she's stuffed little snuff doll just hanging there peeing all over you. Oh, I'm coming, Daddy. I came so hard around my daddy's cock that I passed out. I was hooked though. I wanted nothing more than to do this every day with my daddy. And we spent the next 4 years of my life fucking every single day. Multiple times a day sometimes. I was my daddy's kitty snuff porn loving slut. And of course, he loved it. It felt like we had this ritual. I would wait patiently in his bed every day with the rope ready and dressed in all the slutty outfits he bought for me. He'd fasten my little neck to the ring on the ceiling, and I'd bounce on his cock until he flooded me with cum. And trust me, I was coming every time, too. I was a kitty nympho with an insatiable little pussy. Daddy would start to tighten the rope more and more each time, and probably because of me. I begged him to. I wanted to feel the rush of danger while Daddy raped me, just like the little snuff dolls in his kitty snuff porn. Plus, Daddy told me that snuffed cunts tighten like nothing else in the world, and I wanted to give him that pleasure. So on my 12th birthday, I asked Daddy if he would give me the ultimate birthday present. I wanted him to tighten the rope so much that I was barely touching the bed. I wanted more. I wanted that rush of danger. I wanted to be hanging there like a sexy little pinata, but I was my daddy's snuff slut. Daddy smiled an evil smile and told me I was his best little snuff slut. So he tightened it more than he ever had, and my little knees, they just barely touched the bed. I loved the feeling of the tight grip of that rope on my neck. I could barely breathe, but I fucking loved it. Daddy told me that he'd have to do a lot of the fucking by bucking his hips into me because I was literally just hanging there. I couldn't bounce on his big cock even if I tried. I was dripping wet that night. I could feel it dripping down my thighs even before Daddy entered me. But once he got inside of me, he chuckled and said I was such a slut for being so creamy wet from being choked. Daddy held my hips in place and rammed hard into my wet little 12-year-old fuck hole. I could barely get out a moan, but my goodness, I wanted to scream in ecstasy. I loved feeling him pound my little cunt while barely being able to breathe. I had never felt anything like this before. It must have been the lack of blood to my brain or something, but I was like a little fuck demon or something. The more my vision blurred, the more turned on I was, the more I choked, the harder I wanted Daddy's cock. I heard Daddy tell me how pretty I looked choking and turning red. And the only thing I could think about was Daddy's load shooting into my dead little cunt. I fucking wanted that. I wanted to be Daddy's snuffed and creamed little dead cunt. And this was when I made the biggest mistake of my life, begging Daddy to rape me harder and come inside of my dead 12-year-old cunt. And Daddy gave me his sexy, evil grin and kissed my face that was turning purple. And he kissed me and then said how much he loved his little snuff slut. He was pounding his cock deeper and harder, telling me right before I was snuffed that I was joining my sister finally. And my eyes rolled in the back of my head as I took my last breath. My little body went limp while Daddy pounded his cock harder than he had ever raped into me, blowing the most massive load into my freshly dead cunt, while my cunt was just peeing all over him because I was dead, and I could tell that Daddy came the hardest with a snuffed little girl pussy, probably feeling the power and dominance of ending a life, all for the sake of his pedophile rapist cock. I love my nasty pedophile daddy. I hope he never forgets the feeling of coming inside my dead little snuff cunt.